Well, good morning once again.
Good morning.
I'm planting seeds. And guess what? You're planting seeds too. We're planting seeds. We want things to spring up and grow. My lesson this morning is Journey from Potential to Manifestation. We want things to spring up. We want them to take root and to grow. And that's what we want for our community, right? Yeah, we want that. My scripture this morning is Luke 17 and 21, and it reads, "The kingdom of God is within you." The kingdom of God is within you. I don't know about you, but that's a wonderful thought. The kingdom of God is within you. What a wonderful way to start your day. Wake up and say, affirming that scripture. The kingdom of God, what is that? It's the absolute. It's the omnipresent. It's the limitless, changeless. It's pure being. And guess what? You live and move and have your being and all that energy. Wow. This verse reminds us that our divine nature includes unlimited creative potential. Wow. That's a massive statement, isn't it? You have unlimited potential within you. That's those seeds that we're planting, those seeds of truth. The Christ within is not something we have to earn. It's inherent. It's inherent, and manifestation begins when you recognize that in you have something that's great. In you have something that has the potential to bring everything you desire into manifestation. But guess what? You have to do the work. That's the only drawback, right? We have to do the work. We have to plant the seed. We have to nourish the seed and grow the seed. There is the inherent potential within each and every one of us to achieve whatever it is we set out to accomplish. I see some wheels turning out there. I'm going to give you a little more about how to go about accomplishing that. In some of Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity, in some of his writings, he says, potential is spirit's idea waiting within to be manifested. Now think about that for a moment. Within you, within me, within every living thing lies a seed of divine potential, an idea seeded by the very source of creation. That's a lot to swallow, isn't it? A lot to take in. But it's there. This isn't some vague, unattainable fantasy. It's very real, and it's God-given truth. As I said before, the kingdom of God is within you. The potential is there. It's in us. You see, we are not merely vessels just drifting around in this world. We are living, breathing embodiments of Spirit's infinite possibilities. However, and there's always a however in life, Potential like a seed remains dormant until it's nurtured, until it receives the right conditions to flourish. And when the conditions are right, oh my, manifestation occurs. Have you ever visited a greenhouse? There's a florist back up here up in St. Charles, the one we use at Easter time. Even if you're not going to buy anything, go visit that greenhouse. They have seedlings. They have prepared the soil, and they have the seedlings. And then you can see various stages. They have some plants that are sprouting up, and then some that are full grown, ready to be sold. It's amazing because we can take that same potential in our lives. Take an idea you have, take a dream you have, a desire you have deep within. Plant it in fertile soil. What's fertile soil? Well, you have to do the work. You have to do the work. But we plant it and watch it grow. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sit in this chair and do nothing. It means whatever Spirit gives me to do, to go forth, to express, that's how I'm going to manifest. That's how I'm going to open things up. Have you ever had a desire and you say, oh, I can't do that? I know, am I the only one? Well, there's a couple of us in here. Sometimes it just takes stepping out in truth, being brave. Move out in that experience. I always think when something occurs and I know I need to move on it, I say, God's got me. That gives me the strength to go forth. Because as we, I don't know if it was this class this morning or the class a couple weeks ago, but as we say it, there's no failure. There's only another avenue to explore. We're going through that book, Hell in the Hallway, Light at the End of the Door, or however it's phrased. There's a light at the end when you feel like you've hit a brick wall, when you feel like you can't accomplish what it is that's a strong desire within you to come. Keep focused on the light. I have a thing at the on my wall at home over my desk. And I was telling a girlfriend about the light at the end of the hallway. Keep focused on the light. She said, you know that poster you have that shows that the light is a train? And I said, yeah, but the train, hey, that's another avenue to explore. Maybe I'll hop on it and it'll take me to where I've never wanted to be in the first place. Opportunities come. Opportunities come. Revealing Word, that's a little booklet Charles Fillmore's definitions that they've gathered together. It tells us that manifestation is the materialization of a truth idea, the coming forth into visibility that which has been affirmed, the appearance of an idea. Manifestation is nourishing an idea through prayer and imagination. And as we talked about last week, divine will. And what is divine will? Will is the energy, the drive to act upon an idea, the driving force that turns your thoughts into actions, because you're going to step out into that experience. For a moment, I want you to imagine for me a beautiful rose bush. The potential for breathtaking beauty lies dormant within a tiny seed. But the seed needs fertile soil, nourishing water, and a warm embrace of the sun to sprout and to grow and to ultimately bloom into a magnificent rose. The rose it was destined to be. Now, like that rose, our inner potential requires cultivation. What's the great cultivator? Well, you have heard this a lot. We cultivate ideas through prayer and imagination. What you can imagine, you can manifest if you hold on and look through the appearances. As I told you before, I wouldn't tell you anything I haven't tried. I have tried. Why am I standing here today? Because I took that seed that was planted in me to come before you as a licensed Unity teacher, as a spiritual leader. And I planted it in that soil. You know, I was about to say, when the thought first came to me to be a licensed teacher, I was kicking and dragging my feet, thinking, I can't do that. Come before people and talk. But here I am. It works, as Johnny Coleman says, it works if you work it. There were many times when fright took over. There were many times when doubt stepped in. But I moved through that experience. You know what? It takes a village. Get you some prayer partners. Get you some people that will pump you up and build you up. Come in here. Come to classes. Oh my, you'll learn so much about yourself and how to work through experiences. So, I've mentioned you cultivate ideas through prayer. So what is prayer? What is prayer? Is prayer asking for things? Is it begging? We have been learning here in Unity, prayer is not asking for things. It's about aligning ourselves with the divine opening of our hearts to the guidance and the wisdom of that spirit that is within you, that Christ, that divine energy, whatever you want to call it. It's about recognizing inherent good that already exists. Prayer is fertile soil where our potential takes root. So if you take prayer and you throw in imagination, what do we say here? What you can imagine, you can achieve. What you can see in a vision, you can achieve. Not by just sitting there. Ways are going to come to you. Things are going to come to you. A way, an avenue, a door, a person. And you'll move through. So, it's knowing that potential that lets us step out in faith and dare to dream big, to envision the highest and the best for ourselves. So, what is it that allows us to hold that vision? until it's brought forth to the invisible realm. Well, we also add divine will. So we have prayer and we have imagination. We're seeing what we want. And we're holding that sacred space in prayer for it to take hold, to be planted. That's a fertile ground. And then we add divine will, which is a commitment to nurturing that potential, to working in harmony with spirit to bring it to frustration. I knew I was stumbling on that word, frustration. Thank you. It's about being inspired to action. It's about aligning our choices. Oops, there's that word, choices. It's about aligning our choices with our highest intentions, surrendering to divine flow. It's about trusting that spirit is always working in our favor, even when we don't see the path ahead. Think of it this way. I want you to take a moment and think of this. Within you, right now, resides a seed of greatness, a spark of divine inspiration. This seed isn't some random thing in planet. It's not mere coincidence. The seed is implanted within you by the divine intelligence of the universe that knows your truest self, your highest calling. And this potential is not about achieving earthly fame or material riches. That's not where I want to take you, although that could be byproducts of this. But it's about unfolding your unique spiritual purpose, the expression of your inherent gifts, the embodiment of divine qualities of love, peace, joy, and wisdom. That's within you. That's the potential. That's part of the journey. To come into the awareness and the recognition of the power that is within you. And it's a gift. You ever get, well, I'm sure we all got gifts, right? How about Christmas morning? Think of it like it's Christmas morning every day when you wake up and open your eyes. That gift of potential is there. When you step into it and work it, till that fertile ground, manifestations will begin to happen. Things will begin to sort itself out. Your highest good will begin to be revealed unto you. So, remember, all this needs the right conditions to germinate, to blossom like the rose that we thought about. It doesn't just magically appear. You have to do the work. Know that as you do the work, prayer, take time to do meditation, take time to study the word, take time to feel that divine energy moving through you. And as you do, know that you will unleash the spirit within and witness the flowering of your own unique, magnificent potential. Doesn't that sound good? Yeah. What is it you're desiring right here, right now? What is it you want to express? We're going to work on that right now in prayer and meditation. So first of all, I want us to get into the mood by reciting the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So take a deep breath with me. If you'd like, you can close your eyes or you can focus on something in the room. But let's take a moment apart, as Jesus Christ bid us to do. So take a deep breath. Settle into this moment right here, right now. This is your moment to make a choice. To make a choice to surrender to the Spirit within. So let's settle ourselves by breathing deeply to connect with the divine presence within you. It is from that quiet, still place that potential to manifestation takes place. Relax your mind, relax your body. Take that deep breath in. Let go of anything that you have been holding on to come here today, all the busyness, all the moving through traffic. Let all that drop by the wayside for now. One presence, one power in the universe. That is a magnitude of a statement. One presence, one power. So I invite you right now, moving from the head down into the heart, reflect on the potential that resides within you. What is the dream this morning that Spirit has placed in your heart? Is it not only to seek peace, but to be peace? Is it not only to seek love, but to be love? Filled with divine potential. Embrace your gifts. Allow them to blossom into manifestation. Take a moment right here, right now, to dwell in the quietness of this moment. Feeling Spirit touching within you that needs to be touched. Divine energy is moving in and throughout you. God wants to express through you as energy. Live letting it flow is the key. Not barricading it in or blocking it in, but letting it flow through you and out into the universe, reaching and touching those that may be in need of knowing their true self this morning. Feel the energy flow right here, right now. Take these words in as your own. I am guided by Spirit. I am guided by Spirit, and I trust in the unfolding of my highest good. I am guided by Spirit within, and I trust the divine process from seed to blossom, from vision to fulfillment. I am divinely designed to manifest love, light, and wisdom. Dear God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for the ideas that have been implanted within us. Thank you for opening our eyes to the awareness of how to go about cultivating and germinating these ideas into their fulfillment. We are grateful. And it is in the sacred gratitude that we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. Amen. Our affirmation this morning is, and it's on the insert in your bulletins. And we say them first for ourselves, and then we are going to say them for someone else, and then as community. I give form to God's ideas through my thoughts and actions together. I give form to God's ideas through my thoughts and actions. And now think of someone, vision them standing before you that you feel may benefit from knowing this truth. And let's affirm this together using you, together. You give form to God's ideas through your thoughts and actions. And now as a sense of community and for our universe together, we give form to God's ideas through our thoughts and actions. And it is so, and so it is.